Hey guys, I'm Staria.
I'm Angel, and we are the Daring Mormons.
And we push ourselves beyond our comfort zone.
Good morning, guys. We are here back again. We've missed a few lessons.
Yeah. Honestly, just time management issues.
Yeah, we'll get better at it, though. We had a lot going on. No excuse, but we had a lot going on with our clothing brand being launched and all that crazy stuff. But
excuses.
Oh, what? I have a whole book of them. If you guys want to borrow that sometimes, I only charge $10.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Well, first, before we get into our lesson, we've already said our opening prayer, but if you guys want to pause this and say your opening prayer, we encourage that. I just feel like helps bring the spirit in, helps you to get into the right mindset. So
better get that spirit. Better get it. All right. So after you guys had that time to breathe, pray, and, you know, listen to the spirit, now it's time for you guys to listen to us. So our lesson today is going to be on Christmas, and it's going to be December. So it's the December 21st to the 27th lesson in the Come Follow Me book that the church provides. And like I said, we're covering Christmas, and so we'll dive right into it.
Also, that means that we're reading all over the Book of Mormon, so a little bit of pressure to get to the right chapter in enough time, so you guys aren't just here rustling pages.
So I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when I hear the word Christmas, the last thing that comes to my mind is Jesus Christ. And I feel like we're just in a point in the world now where our focus have shifted from Christ, and we kind of forget that he's the biggest reason in this world, really. Like, his birth was super significant. All the actions he did was super important for us to return to live with our Father again. And so when we hear Christmas, the thing that should be popping into our mind is Christ, but or Christmas, which is more Christ.
Really?
I mean, I guess it'd be Christmas, Mas Christo. But I don't know. I made that up. If you like it, give me a quote. But yeah, no, I think the thing that we should be focusing on is Christ and the just overall the importance of his birth and the things that happen to us when we think of Christmas. Does that ever happen to you when you hear Christmas? You don't think that much about Christ. You just think about, like...
Well, if I'm writing it down, I think about it just because, you know, you have to spell out Christ and then Aeneas. But I also always, for some reason, whenever I think Christmas, I always think of that one year that it was really popular for people to say Xmas. And everybody was like, no, you shouldn't say that because you're taking Christ out of it. And like, this day is all about Christ. So ever since that big of a thing, I actually do think of Christ. But like, literally just because of that. But I realized this year that I really should be doing better at, like, the church does the whole, what is it called? Where they do, like, service or something every day, like the 25 days. I want to do better. I didn't do it this year because, honestly, I forgot it was happening.
She took the Christ out of Christmas but Xmas.
Well, hopefully next year I can remember. Yeah, you know, Christmas has already passed, but this is still a good lesson, so we can, you know, we should always be remembering Christ anyway.
Absolutely. So we've got a few reading to do today. First one is 1 Nephi 11, 13 to 23. 1 Nephi 11, 13 to 23. I don't know about you guys, but sometimes when I read the scriptures, I zone out into my own little world. And I really try not to, because Staria will ask, what'd you learn? And I'm like, I zoned out. So let's try not to zone out, and let's try and listen. Of course, it's highlighted in Staria's book, 1 Nephi chapter 11.
Verses 13 to 23. I'll go ahead and start. And it came to pass that I looked and beheld the great city of Jerusalem, and also other cities, and I beheld the city of Nazareth, and in the city of Nazareth I beheld a virgin, and she was exceedingly fair and white. And it came to pass that I saw the heavens open, and an angel came down and stood before me, and he said unto me, Nephi, what beholdest thou?
And I said unto him, a virgin most beautiful and fair above all other virgins. And he said unto me, knowest thou the condescensions of God?
And I said unto him, I know that he loveth his children. Nevertheless, I do not know the meaning of all things. And he said unto me, behold, the virgin whom thou seest is the virgin, is the mother of the Son of God after the manner of the flesh.
And it came to pass that I beheld that she was carried away in the spirit. And after she had been carried away in the spirit for the space of a time, the angel spake unto me, saying, look. And I looked and beheld the virgin again, bearing a child in her arms.
And the angel said unto me, behold, the Lamb of God, yea, even the Son of the Eternal Father. Knowest thou the meaning of the tree which thy father saw? And I answered him, saying, yea, it is the love of God which sheddeth itself abroad in the hearts of the children of men. Wherefore, it is the most desirable above all things. And he spake unto me, saying, yea, and the most joyous to the soul. I like that ending.
Wow, you read mine. So it looks like what's going on here is, what is it, Nephi or Lehi? Lehi is having this dream. And in his dream, is it Nephi having the dream or Lehi?
I thought it was Nephi.
Came to pass that. Okay, he says my father, I think, somewhere in there.
Oh, okay.
And stood before me, and he said unto me, Nephi. Okay, so Nephi is having this dream, and in his dream, he is seeing basically the birth of Christ. So he's seeing who Christ's mom was. He's seeing what his mom did, how she had him, and like the importance of this birth child.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know what to say. But
someone was zooming out.
I didn't know you were done. I think we should just keep reading.
Okay. Helaman 14, chapter 1 to 13.
Helaman 14?
Mm-hmm.
1
to 13.
1 to 13. Okay.
Okay. And it came to pass that Samuel the Lamanite did prophesy a great many more things which cannot be written. And behold, he said unto them, behold, I give unto you a sign, for 5 years more cometh, and behold, then cometh the Son of God to redeem all those who shall believe on his name.
And behold, this will I give unto you for a sign at the time of his coming. For behold, there shall be great lights in heaven, insomuch that in the night before he cometh there shall be no darkness, insomuch that it shall appear unto man as if it was day. Therefore there shall be one day and a night and a day, as if there were one day and there were no night, and this shall be unto you for a sign. For ye shall know of the rising of the sun and also of its setting. Therefore they shall know of a surety that there shall be 2 days and a night. Nevertheless, the night shall not be darkened, and it shall be the night before he is born.
And behold, there shall be a new star arise, such an one as ye never have beheld. And this also shall be a sign unto you. And behold, this is not all. There shall be many signs and wonders in heaven.
And it shall come to pass that ye shall all be amazed and wonder, insomuch that ye shall fall to the earth. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall believe on the Son of God, the same shall have everlasting life.
And behold, thus had the Lord commanded me by his angel, that I should come and tell this thing unto you. Yea, he hath commanded that I should prophesy these things unto you. Yea, he hath said unto me, cry unto this people, repentant, and prepare the way for the Lord. And now, because I am a Lamanite, and have spoken unto you the words which the Lord had commanded me, And because it was hard against you, you are angry with me and do seek to destroy me and have cast me out from among you.
And ye shall hear my words, for this intent have I come up upon the walls of this city, that ye might hear and know of the judgments of God, which do await you because of your iniquities, and also that ye might know the conditions of repentance, and also that ye might know of the coming of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the Father of heaven and of earth, the Creator of all things from the beginning, and that ye might know of the signs of his coming, to the intent that ye might believe on his name.
And if ye believe on his name, ye will repent of all your sins, that thereby ye may have a remission of them. Therefore, his merits. Therefore. That is far-fetched. So what we have here is classic. You have Samuel the Lamanite preaching to these people saying, hey, you guys, I've seen this vision and things are going to happen. Like, this Christ child is going to be born. He's going to be, like, this huge importance. Like, he's supposed to save all of salvation, like, give salvation to everyone. And basically, people are rejecting him. They're like, no. Actually, later on, they start shooting arrows at him, trying to kill him for preaching about the coming of the someone called Jesus Christ. And so, you see how, like, something could... Like, for instance, Christmas, right? It's supposed to be focused around Christ, but it can easily be taken to focus more on ourselves and what we can get for Christmas or do for Christmas or vacation time. And that stuff is all great, but the main importance is Jesus Christ and the things that he's done for us. And that's what the people that that Samuel the Lamanite was speaking to was not getting. Like, they weren't focusing on that. They didn't know of Jesus Christ yet, but they weren't focusing on being the best that they can be and drawing closer to God, and therefore they rejected the word when it came.
No, I think it's a great story to be reminded of. I don't know if anyone saw the video that was released. I don't know when it was released, but I'm assuming end of November, beginning of December. But it kind of is just a video on this story, and I thought they did a pretty good job on it. But yeah, I just think it's something to remember, you know, that his birth, you know, that was supposed to be there. And so that this day is very significant, and, you know, it should be more than just gifts. I don't know, maybe next year we should challenge ourselves on Christmas Day to take a moment to just remember him and recognize everything that he's done, and just know that this is his birthday. So.
Absolutely, I agree. Now we're going to move into 3 Nephi. We're going to read from chapter 4 to 22.
Chapter 1,
right? Chapter 1. Verse 4 to 22. I'm really glad that you got that. You guys would be reading all over the place.
And it came to pass that in the commencement of the 92nd year, behold, the prophecies of the prophets began to be fulfilled more fully, for there began to be greater signs and greater miracles wrought among the people. But there were some who began to say that the time was past for the words to be fulfilled, which were spoken by Samuel the Lamanite. And they began to rejoice over their brethren, saying, behold, the time is past, and the words of Samuel are not fulfilled. Therefore, your joy and your faith concerning this thing have been vain.
And it came to pass that they did make a great uproar throughout the land. And the people who believed began to be very sorrowful, lest by any means those things which had been spoken might not come to pass. But behold, they did watch steadfastly. For that day and that night and that day, which should be as one day, as if there were no night, and they might know that their faith had not been in vain. Now it came to pass that there was a day set apart by the unbelievers that all those who believed in those traditions should be put to death, except the sign should come to pass, which had been given by Samuel the prophet. Now it came to pass that when Nephi, the son of Nephi, the son of Nephi, saw this wickedness of his people. His heart was exceedingly sorrowful.
Are you going to keep going? And it came to pass that he went out and bowed himself down upon the earth and cried mightily to his God in behalf of his people, yea, those who were about to be destroyed because of their faith in the tradition of their fathers. And it came to pass that he cried mightily unto the Lord all that day, and behold, the voice of the Lord came unto him, saying, lift up your head and be of good cheer, for behold, the time is at hand, and on this night shall the sign be given, and on the morrow come I into the world to show unto the world that I will fulfill all that which I have caused to be spoken by the mouth of my holy prophets.
Read 10.
Verse 14.
Oh boy. Behold, it came unto my own to fulfill, and all things which I have made known unto the children of men from the foundation of the earth, the world, and to do the will both of the Father and of the Son, and of the Father because of me, and of the Son because of my flesh. And behold, the time is at hand, that this night shall be the sign, shall the sign be given. This is crazy, because you have a prophet, Samuel the Lamanite, comes, he preaches to the people. Some of the people believed him, not a whole lot, but some of them believe him. And it holds us all the way from, what, Helaman to 3rd Nephi, which is a lot of time that have passed by. So they are holding on to his word for years, and nothing has happened. And they are like, okay, you said this would happen, but it hasn't happened yet. I could only imagine like the faith that these people had to exercise to believe some random guy that comes and says things will happen, and then they believe him, but nothing happens until way later. And then they're being threatened that if they don't change their ways of thinking, that they, you know, will basically die.
Yeah, that's hard, because this is like brand new into the world, like a brand new way of thinking. And like, I don't know, like, that's just crazy, like, that they have to abandon everything that they grew up being taught. And I don't know, like, that's just to think that Samuel was just crying unto the Lord that he can spare them because of that, like, they, you know, it's hard to abandon the beliefs that you had before. I don't think it's just something that you can just do. So, especially when nothing is happening, I think that's hard. Like, and I don't know, maybe they didn't know what they were feeling, if they were feeling the spirit. It's hard to say.
That is true, because we have a lot of teachings today to help us like dissect and understand these things, but a lot of people don't. Like, I mean, a lot of people back then, like, they didn't have those teachings, didn't have experiences that they can relate to. They were just kind of like, well, I'm going to listen to this guy. The spirit feels good. Don't really know what this feeling is that's compelling me to do so, but it feels good. And they just converted and stayed converted until, you know, the sign came.
Yeah. Don't we have to read to 22?
Oh, did we stop early?
Yeah.
Oh.
And it came to pass that the words which came unto Nephi were fulfilled, according as they had been spoken. For behold, at the going down of the sun there was no darkness, and the people began to be astonished because there was no darkness when the night came. And there were many who had not believed the words of the prophets, who fell to the earth and became as if they were dead, for they knew that the great plan of the destruction which they had laid for those who believed in the words of the prophets had been frustrated, for the sign which had been given was already at hand. And they began to know that the Son of God must shortly appear, yea, and fine all the people upon the face of the whole earth, from the west to the east, both in the land north and in the land south, were so exceedingly astonished that they fell to the earth.
For they knew that the prophet had testified of these things for many years, and that the sign which had been given was already at hand, and they began to fear because of their iniquity and their unbelief. And it came to pass that there was no darkness in all the night, but it came a light as though it was midday. And it came to pass that the sun did rise in the morning again, according to its proper order, and knew And they knew that it was the day the Lord should be born because of the sign which had been given. And it came to pass that all things, every whit, according to the words of the prophet.
And it came to pass also that a new star did appear according to the word. And it came to pass that from this time forth there began to be a lying sent forth among the people by Satan to harden their hearts to the intent that they might not believe in those signs and wonders which they had seen. But notwithstanding these lies and deceivings, the more part of the people did believe and were converted unto the Lord.
So now you have it, it's even crazier because they waited patiently and still believed, even though they were being threatened and people were saying, was it going to happen? And then all of a sudden, boom, like the craziest thing happens. Like the day stays the day and the night doesn't come. Like that is wild. Imagine looking at your clock and it's like 12 a.m. And it's still light outside.
It's like Alaska.
Yeah. Whoa. Maybe they were all living in Alaska.
Oh my God.
My only explanation. Just kidding. But no, like that's crazy to me that like, you know, they waited patiently and then it happened. Like now, right now in these times, we're told the second coming's gonna come. And we don't know when, but we are believing that it will. And, you know, preparing for that moment. And then when it does happen, it's going to be like mind-blowing, you know, it actually comes true. So, my little 2 cents on that.
Yeah. I think it's cool that people did convert, you know, they like understood that all of that was true, but it's just unfortunate that they didn't believe it sooner.
So, one of the things I want to cover is what are some of the things that Christ brought into this world for us. One is he died for us so that we can be able to repent and change and grow and draw closer to God. Because without repentance, honestly, like we would be sinning and that sin would be held over us forever. But being able to repent, like, it's given us the ability to grow, to change, to move forward.
Wait, is there a question?
Just talking about some of the things that Christ have brought into the world.
Okay.
Do you know any other ones? So, also, he suffered the atonement so that we didn't have to. We would suffer, but he would know what it's like. What we're going through. So he went through like the world of pain. So
that, you know, that actually helps me a lot whenever I'm going through something that's pretty hard. Just knowing that, like, I know for a fact that I'm not alone in this, and that when I'm praying for help, he 100% understands. Like, he literally knows what it feels like. And that just helps me to know and believe that what I'm going through, like, I just have to go through it. Because he knows what it feels like. He knows what I'm going through. And if he's not instantly taking it away from me or taking it out of my life and making me feel better, like, obviously I have to go through that. It's not like he's just like, oh, well, it's probably not that bad, you know? Yeah. Like, he knows what it feels like. And so that helps me when I'm going through hard times, is that, I don't know, when I pray, I just know that I'm not alone, that he's, it's almost like he's suffering with me, and, you know, we're both kind of going through it together.
No, and that makes a big difference when you know that, you know, you're not in this alone, and that things happen for a reason, and Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ, they know what we're going through, and they're there to help us get through it. They know what we're going through. So now we're going to read, actually, before we do that, how are ways that we can be grateful? I just want you to think about this in your own personal time. But take a moment, think about what are some ways that you can be more grateful towards having Jesus Christ do what he did. How can you be grateful for what Jesus Christ did? There we go. So ponder that as you go through the week and just think, how can you, you know, be more grateful for that? Now we're going to move on. The Book of Mormon testifies of Jesus Christ. So I assume we're going to read a few verses about, you know, just the testimonies that support the idea of Jesus Christ and who Jesus Christ is and what he's done. That's found in 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23 to 26. So three verses.
And you got the chapter right?
Chapter 2. I mean, chapter
25.
23, 26. 2 Nephi 25. All
righty then. Do you want to read 23?
Yes. 23, it reads, "For we labor diligently to write to persuade our children and also our brethren to believe in Christ and to reconcile to God. For we know that it is by grace that we are saved after all that we can do." After all that we can do.
And then this is verse 26. "And we talk of Christ, we rejoice in Christ, we preach of Christ, we prophesy of Christ, and we write according to our prophecies, that our children may know to what source they may look for a remission of their sins."
And that verse is actually so good.
Oh. Yeah. I'll go ahead and read 33 as well. Wait, hold on. Oh, wait, no, that one, it's chapter 33.
Yeah.
Actually,
first
I want to highlight that.
Okay, so I'll read chapter 2 Nephi, chapter 33. Chapter 33, verse 4 and verse 10. Verse 4. "And it came to the Lord..." No, sorry. Well... "And I know that the Lord God will consecrate my prayers for the gain of my people, and the words which I have written in weakness will be made strong unto them, for it persuadeth them to do good. It maketh known unto them of their fathers, and it speaketh of Jesus, and persuadeth them to believe in him, and to endure to the end, which is life eternal.
And now, my beloved brethren, and also Jew, and all ye ends of the earth, hearken unto these words, and believe in Christ. And if ye believe not in these words, believe in Christ. And if ye shall believe in Christ, ye will believe in these words, for they are the words of Christ, and he hath given them unto me, and they teach all men that they should do good."
Awesome. So, these are some of the testimonies of the Lord Jesus Christ. To add on to that, I bear my testimony that Jesus Christ is our Savior, and he loves us so much, and he has grown and gone through all that he's gone through for us. And so if you are out there and you're feeling a little bit defeated or, you know, beaten down, just know that things are meant to happen. Things are meant to happen in our life to make us stronger. Starry and I have a lot of changes in our life. That moments we felt like they were to break us down, they actually turned out to help us, to push us to grow. We were able to build a clothing brand because of a hardship that we were going through. Like, you never know why you're going through certain things, and you never know if it's for a bad thing or for a good thing. But I guarantee you, most of the times, it's for a good reason. It's whether or not you choose to see the good in what's going on. And so you can choose to be a bitter soul going through the hardship, or you can fight and break through and achieve the thing that Heavenly Father has planned for you, so that you can grow and draw closer to him. Because that's ultimately why we're here.
Yeah, thanks for that. Well, guys, thank you so much.
Real quick, yeah. I do want to, there is part of this lesson that I skipped. It's the reading the Book of Mormon introduction and title page. So if you guys can do that in your personal time, that would be awesome. And it just a bunch of more testimonies of the importance of Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah. I think we always look past that. We just start on First Nephi over and over. But yeah, thanks, guys, for tuning in this week. We're sorry that we missed 2 weeks. But hopefully you guys were still doing your scripture studies and still able to feel the Spirit. But we hope that we can help motivate you guys and help to bring that Spirit into your home. But yeah, hope you guys are having a great rest of your Sabbath day and that you have a great week. And we'll be back next week.
Love you guys. Bye.